For Tuesday, May 19th. As you can see, we are back in the building, and we're still not really back to normal. I don't know what you can see. We're all spread out, but we're happy to be back. So I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I'd like, if possible, Lita Tanner, who it is Lita Tanner Day today, to lead us in the pledge, if that would be possible. And you can do it from right there. So if everyone could stand. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lita. I would accept a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. The general agenda is approved.
Mayor, I would request that the council remove the item listed under other consent regarding a resolution for amendment of the Camplex special events account and place it on the consent agenda for the scheduled council meeting on June 6th, 2020.
June 16th?
Sorry, June 16th.
Okay. Then do I have a motion for the approval of the consent agenda minus the item listed under other regarding resolution for amendment of the Camplex special events account?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman McClelland seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. So the item will be placed on the consent agenda for the council meeting on June 16th, 2020. Now it takes us to conflict claims. We have one. Do I have a motion for Councilmember Carswood?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Lundvall made the motion. Councilman McClelland seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Abstain.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. We now have a conflict for myself. Is there a motion?
For approval.
Second.
Councilman Lundvall made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council?
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
I abstain. The motion passes. Conflict claim passes. That takes us to comments. First in council, Councilman Lundvall.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, thank you. I'd like to just commend the school district for all of their efforts with the kids and adjusting, everyone and the parents. Be remiss if I didn't say there are probably 2,000 students-ish that they've had to they've chosen to feed, and now I guess they've extended it into June, which is super exciting for a lot of kids, and I just feel like that's commendable for all of their efforts and what they've had to face with those.
Well, thank you. That's true. I think the whole community's really done a lot during this event. Anyone else?
I have one.
Yes, Councilman Brown.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to commend the police department on their handling of the rules for the when we opened the bars up, because we were confused and we did the best we could. And when they did come to talk to us, they were gentle and they didn't toss me in the pokey, so it was a good day. But it was just really appreciate the way you guys handled that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Mayor.
Councilman Carswood.
Thank you. I'd just like to
add a little on to what Councilman Lundvall had mentioned. Just the school teachers, the way they had to just change everything and you know, really go to a land of the unknown, you know, doing virtual school. And I know there was probably some bumps in the beginning, but it's been amazing at my house watching how the teachers have have interacted with my son, and watching my wife as she interacts with, you know, does Zoom meetings and stuff with little pre-kindergarten kids, and it's been amazing. So thank you, teachers.
Yes, I think you know, they did so great in unprecedented times with no pre, you know, no one knew what was coming, and I agree, they adapted very well. Anyone else?
Just one more thing, yeah. Madam Mayor, kind of along those lines also, shout out to kind of all the parents and business owners and employers too. I know that when that happened, kids were having to stay home from school, parents were having to adapt, they were having to, employers and employees were having to, you know, find ways to deal with kids being out of school and how to accommodate that and teach, and it was just, you know, everyone did a really good job with that, and it was a big change for everyone. I think everyone, you know, did their best to adapt, and we still are, but big shout out to everyone, so yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Okay. Public?
Hi, Madam Mayor. My name is Corey Hill. I'm with a group called 307 First, and we are a nonprofit organization that is trying to spread awareness and advocate and educate folks about the power of buying local and the importance of keeping money local whenever possible. So we have a couple of different projects going on, but one of them that we are asking each of the municipalities around the state to do is to proclaim June as 307 First Month to help spread our message and to you know, help spread the word about the importance of buying local. So I just wanted to introduce myself, and if there was any questions that anybody had, I'd be happy to answer them.
So do you want us to have a proclamation on a certain date in June?
I do. We have a proclamation. I gave it to Councilman Carshrood, but I'd be happy to forward it to you also. That I can get you for your next meeting, if that would work.
Okay, our first meeting in June.
Yes, yep.
Is our next meeting. Okay.
Yep.
All right, that sounds great. What do you do to promote local?
So really what we're trying to do is, again, it's advocating and it's awareness and it's education. So we're trying to spread the word and get the word out right now. We have a couple of projects going on. We have our Silhouette project, which I don't know if any of you guys have been down to Casper. They just came up probably about, I'd say, a week, maybe 10 days ago, where we have some really cool silhouettes that are on First Street in Casper right now. Our plan is to expand that and go throughout the state with various, you know, the goal is to do 307 of them. I think that's an ambitious goal. Hopefully we'll be able to pull that off. But we have one in Casper right now. Actually, we have two in Casper right now on First Street. There's one more going up in Glen Rock. And basically, they're just Wyoming-type scenes. So the one in Casper is a bunch of guys sitting on a fence post with a guy riding a bull in the middle of it with 307 on it. There's another one that has a young boy feeding a horse. And it just has our 307 First message on there. Obviously, we're active in social media and that kind of thing, so we're trying to spread the word there. And really, like I said, it's just a matter of making people aware and trying to get everybody to buy local when possible, support Wyoming-owned businesses. We actually started back in about October, something like that, with this campaign. Didn't really get it active until about January or February, but obviously with all the COVID stuff, we feel like it's more relevant now than ever. So,
okay. Do you work with the local Chamber of Commerce or how?
Yeah. I did. I talked to them the other day, last week. So, yeah, we're working with them. We're working with all the Chamber of Commerce throughout the state, as many as we can get to. So
okay.
We're in the infancy right now, but we'd appreciate your guys' support and spreading our message.
Okay. Well, we if we get that proclamation, we'll do that, I believe, June 4th. Is that our next meeting? Second. June 2nd. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is the council have any questions for Mr. Hill? Okay. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Any other public comments? So that takes us to our next order of business, which I am honored to do, and that is to declare May 19th, 2020 as Lita Tanner Day in the city of Gillette. I've known Lita for quite a while, I think almost since the day I moved to town, and I think everyone has heard of Lita Tanner here in our community. Sadly, Lita is leaving us soon, and so we felt this was a good time to honor her and for all she's done. So, Ms. Kasparek, would you like to come up, and or is there someone else?
Madam Mayor, Bobby Rogmo is a president of our Chapter ASPEO, of which Lita has been a member and a five-time president of.
We probably should talk in the microphone or no one can hear
you. So I'll have Bobby come up.
Okay. Thank you.
Mayor Carter King and Councilman, it is a privilege to present Lita Tanner, a woman of character and compassion, a woman who is a pioneer and a leader. She is also a PEO sister and a friend, Lita Tanner.
Hello, Lita.
Now, I have decided that I was sitting behind the white sack, and I couldn't hear words you're saying. So, please speak a little louder.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will.
And then what am I supposed to do?
Just be part of it. Madam Mayor, if I could have... You know, just take a little bit more of your time. Lita's been with us, has been part of Campbell County and Gillette for 90 years. And she's leaving us. Her birthday, her 90th birthday, will be June 28th. And so she has left a legacy in Gillette. This just came today, and I will leave a copy with you. But our Senator, Michael Enzi, has made a tribute to Lita, Lolita Marie, Lita Record Tanner in the Congressional Record, and has done a wonderful, wonderful tribute to her. Lita will receive a framed copy of this, but I wanted to leave this with the city too, so I will leave this for you, and then now I will leave it to you and the City Council.
Okay. We do have, the city would like to present Lita with the key to the city, but since we can't get very close, we left it on the ledge there, and a framed copy of the proclamation for this evening, and then a gift from the city as well. I served with...
This is your proclamation.
I served with Lita when I first got on, so she took me under her wing to show me the ropes of how the city worked, and I appreciate that. She was a friend of my family. She served with my father, and she has done so many things for our community. We really appreciate Lita Tanner. Whereas Lita Tanner was born in Gillette and graduated from Camel County High School, and whereas Lita has been a longtime member of the Camel County Cattlewomen, Camel County Wool Growers Auxiliary, and PEO, and whereas Lita served for 12 years on the Gillette City Council, as well as on the Board for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, City Planning Commission, and continues to serve today on the Mayor's Art Council, and whereas she has served on both the Gillette College Advisory Board and Gillette College Foundation Board with such distinction that the college named the first student housing addition Tanner Village and awarded her an honorary degree. And whereas she was named one of the 10 who made a difference in 1998 by the Gillette News Record, was named a Camel County Woman of Distinction in 2002, was Grand Marshal of the 2013 Independence Day Parade, and earned the Camel County Chamber of Commerce Spirit of Award in 2014. And whereas Lita Tanner has spent her life giving, supporting, and impacting our community's way of life, she has always welcomed newcomers and served as a role model, mentor, and friend to many. Now, therefore, I, Louise Carter King, Mayor of the City of Gillette, the Council concurring, do hereby proclaim the day of May 19, 2020, as Lita Tanner Day in the City of Gillette, and I urge all citizens to join in this celebration.
Just speaking with a wonderful day, with all the things that have happened, it's been a long time that we've had things to do with the different parts of the Gillette station and of all of the members that are going through and visiting, and it just makes a wonderful, wonderful thing to have to visit and to meet some of the people that have settled and done such a wonderful thing with Gillette, and they've made it good and bigger, and you can all take things whenever you want to do them because there's somebody around that's going to take care of all the things going. So I thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Lita. And good luck in Texas. That's where you're moving to, correct?
Yes, I have decided that I'm going to Texas to try to keep my son in as a good person and doing what he wants to do with all the things. And I'm hoping that that's what we will do. Half 50% with each one of us, and a lot of the people that have worked with us and visited with us. There's been so many people that worked great times, and certain officers. So we thank you again, and it's a wonderful evening to visit with everybody today, and as I was sitting around in the channel here. It looks absolutely like nothing else that was here because it was done so differently that it just took pieces of the council that made everything happen and like and go with their voices when they left the channel. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe we have a senator here and that might want to say something. Senator Von Flader.
I would love to say something to Lita. You know, we've had nothing but bad news lately, you know, but it's wonderful to honor you tonight.
Thank you.
It is great. I didn't even know her name was Lita Marie. I always knew her as Lita, right? Mm-hmm. Lita Marie. I would take a tape measure of those two over there. I think they're sitting too close
that's
together.
True.
We can't say enough positive things about you. She was a doer, a strong woman, and always got things done. Thank you. As you can see, she has done a lot for the college to the point where they didn't want to let her go. They even named her board member emeritus. She could see far ahead of the rest of us, and she set up the dorms at the first dormitory. She donated to those, and it's now called Tanner Village. The college even awarded her an honorary degree for all the many years of service that she did for the college. I wouldn't say she was there when they started the college, but she was right alongside the folks who started it. And I think You probably know those people, actually.
Absolutely.
I and this whole community want to thank you for your wonderful service and all the years you've been putting into this community. Thank you, Lita.
Thank you. And thank you for everybody that's here. And just keep assuming that you know what is going to happen and be a wonderful way to build the town, because you're helping the things to do with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lena. Okay. Going on to unfinished business 2A.
An ordinance of the City of Gillette amending Chapter 14 to include a new section titled Games of Skill and providing for an effective date.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. To start our discussion, Attorney Reyes, could you tell us about this, please? This is the third reading. We've been tabling this for quite a while. I believe our first reading was in March.
No, the first reading was in February, and we have tabled it. And a lot of things have happened since we first started this ordinance. If you remember, way back in January, the council asked us to draft an ordinance to regulate only an exception to gambling, which was games of skill. So we had drafted an ordinance, and we passed it in February and in March, and then the coronavirus happened, and so we tabled it out to this meeting. So, in between that time, the legislature has passed an act that dealt with what they called skill-based amusement games, which are similar to the games that we were going to regulate. And what also the act did was it also specifically stated that the skill-based amusement games are in fact not games of skill. So the item we were going to regulate no longer exists. And in fact, it can't exist under Wyoming law anymore. The skill-based amusement games or games of skill, which the proponents of these games had always argued were games of skill, is no longer in existence because the legislature changed it to in fact only allow games of skill as exceptions, but specifically not the skill-based amusement games. So that leaves us in kind of a quandary in which the ordinance has really nothing left to regulate. There are no more games of skill in existence. What has happened is the Wyoming legislature has given them a decal that allows them to operate from March 17th until June 30th, 2021. And by having that decal, in fact, they are certifying that they are, in fact, a gambling device because they are a skill-based amusement game. And so with that, we don't have anything left to regulate, and if we did regulate it, it would be impossible for the people to comply with that regulation. In other words, we'd be passing a regulation that people can't comply with because legislatively the Wyoming legislature has said this can never be a game of skill. Okay. And so at this point, it doesn't interfere. Our ordinance does not interfere, and I don't want you to think that. It doesn't interfere with the Act. Rather, it regulates two different things. The Act regulates these gambling devices, whereas our Act regulates the exception to gambling devices, which was games of skill. However, these specifically cannot be them anymore, so we have nothing really left to regulate.
So staff is recommending this be voted down.
Right. We don't have anything left to regulate, and at this point it would be an impossibility to comply with the regulation.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this? Has been a long haul on this. But I will say that if it wasn't for Gillette taking the lead, the legislature might not have even looked at it. So, again, we have led the state and kind of forced a decision, even though it's kind of weird. Michael B's gone, so I guess I can call it weird. But so I guess unless there's any other discussion, we'll go ahead and vote. So could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Neary?
No.
Councilman Brown?
No.
Councilman Carsrud?
No.
Councilman Lundvall?
No.
Councilman McClellan?
No.
Mayor Carter King?
No. So finally, it's over as far as we're concerned. So that takes us to new business 1A.
Council consideration to extend the serving area for Bar and Liquor LLC doing business as Grinners and the Axe House, located at 5201 South Douglas Highway, to include a 60-foot by 35-foot fenced area north of the building, adjacent to the main bar entrance and contiguous to the Axe House.
Move for approval.
Is that you?
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Do we have a diagram of it? Okay, I guess we do. Now, do you know, Administrator Davidson, if this was because of the COVID, or were they going to do this anyway, or does it matter?
Madam Mayor, the short answer is it doesn't matter. But I don't believe it was necessarily tied to COVID. I think this is a new business owner looking at what their marketing and what their future business will look like, and this is their intent. If you notice in the red outline, this is adjacent to the main entrance into the bar. And then for those that may have been out there, it's near the Axe House. So it's an open area that we believe in the past, when it was Jake's in 2012, likely had some outdoor serving in that area. What's envisioned is a 7-foot-tall fence that would basically set off 2,100 square feet of outdoor service area. 2,100 square feet would make this the second largest outdoor serving area in the city limits. It would be second behind Mingles, which with the volleyball pit and what they've got.
So they're not going to, like, throw axes or anything?
I don't know, Madam Mayor, what they're going to do in that regard. There would be nothing that would prohibit that, I suppose.
Okay.
So staff has no real concerns with it. And is recommending council proceed as they wish.
Okay. Any questions, concerns? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClellan?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. That takes us to 1B.
Council consideration of a bid award for the Dalby Park to Gillette College Pathway Phase 2 project to Wyoming Earthwork Corporation of Rosette, Wyoming, in the amount of $394,223.47. This is a YDOT TAP grant and a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Council Lundvall seconded it. Is that right? Okay. This is 1%, so Administrator, could you tell us about this, please?
Madam Mayor, Council, as you can see from the video, this is one of the last sections of the pathway that would extend from Dalby to Gillette College. It's about 4,850 feet in length, and this would be 10 feet wide, so it would be a bike-suitable path. This includes benches, trash receptacles, animal waste bins, and those type of items along the route. It is a TAP grant. The engineer's estimate was $659,993. There was 5 bidders on the project. The lowest is Wyoming Earth Moving out of Rosette at $394,223, or approximately $265,000 below engineer's estimates. A good bid. Again, this is an 80-20 TAP grant, 80% carried by the federal government through the Transportation Alternative Plans.
So we just see, the city itself would just see a little bit of savings because we're 20%.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Okay, but still, that's good. Okay, any questions on this award? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. That takes us to HC.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the animal control renovation project by Norton Construction in the amount of $876,958.38, a 1% project.
Wow.
Move for approval.
Sorry. Second.
Councilman McClelland made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. And we are seeing some before and after. And, of course, we all took a tour out there. So, all in all, it was a great project, right, from beginning to end?
Madam Mayor, it has been a good project. Everything was finished appropriately on time. And I think clearly met our expectations and our goals for the project. If council will recall, initially, this has been an item that had been needing some repair for some time. Unfortunately, we had some roof damage that caused water leaks, and those water leaks accelerated the need for repairs to the facility. The repairs themselves, the total project is about $876,000. About $350,000 of that will be an insurance payment, and so we're still working with Warm on that, but that is what we estimate right now. So, and this was funded through 1%.
So right now, how has COVID affected animal control? People can't just go? Do they still have to call, or what is?
Madam Mayor, at this time, the best recommendation is to go ahead and have the public reach out and call, set a time. Through all of this, we have been working the best we can to make arrangements to have anybody who's interested in adopting pets, and obviously if your pet was picked up, getting that pet back to its rightful owner as soon as we can. And so we continue to do that. The public's been very helpful as far as is acting as foster parents, if you will, for any animals that are out there, and as the case happens to be, lots of times those foster parents end up being permanent adoptees as well. And so,
well, good. I'd like to thank the staff out there that had to deal with a lot smaller quarters while the building was being remodeled or renovated, because I'm sure that wasn't easy being stuck in such a small area with all the same amount of animals.
With all the barking and everything.
Yes.
That way. Madam Mayor, I would draw your attention to this photograph right here. This is the before. That's the after. That bright circle you see there is actually a skylight.
Oh.
This makes massive use of natural lighting as well, and then the lighting that is there is all LED, so low energy consumption and things like that.
Madam Mayor, on the walls and stuff, how did that all turn out in between the different kennels and things like that?
It turned out very well. If council will recall, one of the issues was that those walls became susceptible to moisture. They were replaced with concrete walls that were then coated with an epoxy paint that has effectively sealed them off in a way that they can be scrubbed down. You can see the scrub brushes there right off the they get hosed down, and it seems to be working very efficiently.
Great.
So,
good job. Okay. Any other questions or discussion on the animal control bid award? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. That takes us to HD.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for construction management associated with the Energy Capital Sports Complex, ADA All-Inclusive Playground and Splash Park, with KLJ Engineering Incorporated, in the amount of $270,490, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion, and Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Administrator Davidson, are we ready to award this?
Madam Mayor, it is our intent to go ahead and award this. This is for the construction oversight of the project. And so at what point that we begin the construction phase on the playground at Splash Park, this would be the contract that would assist us in that regard.
Okay. Any questions on this one? Okay. Could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. Okay, that takes us to HE.
Council consideration of a bid award for the Donkey Creek Pump Station Number 1 Variable Frequency Drive Room Addition Project to Powder River Construction Incorporated in the amount of $448,800.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman McClelland seconded it. This is pretty much an easy one.
Madam Mayor, it is. It's basically an upgrade of electrical work and other work out there, including concrete footings, walls, new roofing, additions to the electrical system and mechanical systems for the variable drive. The entire amount budgeted for this is approximately $1 million for the entire project. This bid award before you is for $448,000 of that. The rest will largely be consumed either through professional management over for the construction or SCADA work that went with it.
Okay.
That will go with it.
All right. Questions? Could you poll the council?
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. Takes us to 1G, H1G.
Are we on G or F?
F.
Oh, did I miss one? F,
okay. Council consideration of a professional services agreement for construction management services for the Donkey Creek Pump Station Number 1 Variable Frequency Drive Room Addition Project with Structural Dynamics LLC in the amount of $44,580.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman McClelland seconded it. So is this part of the million as well?
That's correct, Madam Mayor. This is the construction oversight for the previous item.
Okay. Seeing no questions, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. That takes us to H1G.
Council consideration of a bid award for the Environmental Protection Agency Sanitary Sewer Tank Repairs Project, Schedule A, to Car Coatings LLC in the amount of $33,500.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClelland made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. I guess you can talk about it.
If I could, Madam Mayor, this actually... I will hit on this item because the next two are also related.
Okay.
The Environmental Protection Agency, does a survey of our operations every so often. And in this instance, the EPA found three storage tanks that needed minor improvements. The first one, which is before you this evening, is with regard to a solid cover on an air vent for storage tank Z2R1. The bid before you is for $33,500. The engineer's estimate was for $25,500, so it is above engineer's estimate. It is to a out-of-state bidder, Car Coatings out of Belle Fouche. They have done other work for us in the past on some projects, and they were the sole bidder.
Okay. Any questions on this one? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carswood?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. Takes us to H.
Council consideration of a bid award for the Environmental Protection Agency Sanitary Survey Tank Repairs Project, Schedules B and C, to Wyoming Earth Moving Corporation in the amount of $79,386.25.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carter made the motion. Councilman McClelland seconded it. And this is just part of what you just described.
It is, Madam Mayor. The federal government, the EPA, has decided that the overflow discharges are at the improper height now, and have asked that those be remedied.
Okay. I don't see any questions or discussions. Could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. That takes us to I.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for construction management services for the Environmental Protection Agency Sanitary Survey Tank Repairs Project with Morrison Merrily Incorporated in the amount of $23,661.60.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClelland made the motion. Councilman Carsrud seconded it.
Construction oversight, Madam Mayor, for the last two items.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any discussion. Could you hold the council, please?
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. So that all passes for the tank repairs. That takes us to J.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Stonegate Estates Improvement and Service District water connection installed by Hot Iron Incorporated in the amount of $659,030.08.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is this part of the Madison, I would think?
Madam Mayor, it is. This is acceptance of the improvements for Stonegate Estates. A portion paid by the Wyoming Water Development and the other paid by the cap tax.
Okay, and I imagine the next one as well.
Madam Mayor, that's correct.
Okay. But we're still on the stone gates. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. And now for K.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the 8 Mile Improvements and Service District water connection installed by Hot Iron Incorporated in the amount of $1,152,590.75.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McNeary made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. And so this is also another one for the Madison. And we're kind of wrapping up the Madison, aren't we?
There's
in a year, possibly?
Madam Mayor, there's some aspects of the Madison that still need built out. The most recent one is with regard to reaching out to the airport, main subdivision, things like that. But, yes, we're on. I wouldn't say we're done, but it's we're reaching a point at which we will see a decrease in the number of these Madison projects.
Okay, that's good. That's what we wanted. Okay, if there's no other discussion, could you pull the council, please?
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. Takes us to I. L.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvement for the wastewater treatment plant ultraviolet disinfection building addition project installed by Van Nuyen Construction Incorporated in the amount of $489,221.52.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Neary seconded it. You want to talk about this? Some, please.
Madam Mayor, this is a two-room addition that was added onto the UV disinfection building at wastewater. It did two things. Mainly, it moved the electrical equipment from a high humidity, not very conducive to electricity area outside, and also put in HVAC and rerouted some of that. If you've been on the tour of wastewater, you will have seen this room just adjacent from this that you can't see behind that wall, which was a former exterior wall, is that UV array where the water gets treated with UV light prior to being discharged. And so this removed those components that needed to be treated differently and more sensitive out of that building into the new addition.
So that didn't have anything to do with what we are doing now?
Madam Mayor, it doesn't, although it works into the overall project. This was something that frankly, some of these electronic components were failing just because of the humidity and the overall makeup of wastewater. Yeah, the atmosphere. Exactly.
All right. Okay, if no other questions, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. That takes us to ordinances first reading 2A.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 16, Section 12 of the Gillette City Code to increase the court automation fee to $40.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClelland made the motion and Councilman Brown seconded it. Minister Davidson, do you want to say what we're increasing it from?
Exactly. Madam Mayor, the Wyoming Supreme Court issued a order increasing fees pursuant to the legislature's recent budget session. Fees will be increased from $25 to $40 as part of the court automation plan.
Okay. And what did you say it was? 35?
25. 25. 40.
Okay.
This basically amendment to the city code keeps it in compliance with the Wyoming statutes.
Okay. Questions on this? And this is just the first reading, so we'll have two more. So, seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. Takes us to ordinance first reading 2B.
An ordinance amending Section 516A of the Gillette City Code to adopt the 2020 edition of the National Electrical Code for the City of Gillette.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman McClelland made the motion. Councilman Carsrud seconded it.
Madam Mayor, it's time. We do this, I think, every 3 years. As the electrical code is updated, we accept the most recent amendments to that. Those are the 2020 edition. The state of Wyoming is likewise adopting these revisions. And this is the first of three ordinance readings on that.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, could you poll the council, please?
Councilman Brown?
Yes.
Councilman Carsrud?
Yes.
Councilman Lundvall?
Yes.
Councilman McClelland?
Yes.
Councilman Neary?
Yes.
Mayor Carter King?
Yes. We don't have any appointments this evening or public hearings. We don't have an executive session, but before I adjourn, I'd like to thank our staff and all our employees that, we made it through these last 8 weeks with this COVID, with people staying home and following the governor's orders. I'd like to thank the maintenance staff for keeping the buildings clean and for setting us up this so that we can meet again. And one thing, we had asked for hand sanitizer, and I know the staff went out of their way to build our own little stations, so I'd like to thank them for that. Jeff Hogan and Mike McFarland, because that's really using ingenuity, and we appreciate that. But thank you for also IT for setting us all up so we were able to still have our meetings. I don't think we missed one over this 8 weeks, but it is nice to be back. So hopefully we won't have to do that again. But if we do, we all know how. Kind of. So, anyway, thank you very much, and have a good evening, and have a nice Memorial Day. See you in 2 weeks.